I'm Rachel Kramer with Montana News. Lawmakers will study prisoner solitary confinement and meth and opioid abuse during the legislative interim as they begin to shape new policy proposals for the 2019 session. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Law and Justice Interim Committee met for the first time Wednesday to elect their leaders and outline their work priorities. During the last legislative session, lawmakers requested 20 studies be conducted over the interim to inform future policy. The Law and Justice Committee will work on two of them, solitary confinement and drug abuse. The committee's study on drug abuse will include information provided by a new initiative by the Montana Department of Justice and the Montana Healthcare Foundation. It kicked off in April. Eric Sell with the DOJ gave the committee a quick presentation on the scope of the issue facing the state.
Since 1980, the drug offense rate in Montana has increased 559%. So just think about that for a second. Methamphetamine alone, methamphetamine violations are up over 500% in just the last 5 years.
When the study request was created, lawmakers raised concern about an increase in meth leading to a burdened law enforcement, district courts, prisons, and the foster care system. The second study the committee will oversee will deal with solitary confinement. According to legislative staff research, in each of the past three sessions, lawmakers have considered legislation to change how the state uses solitary confinement, in some cases removing the practice from state and county institutions. Beth Brenneman with Disability Rights Montana testified during the committee's meeting Wednesday in encouragement of that study.
Often people would get far worse in the solitary confinement, which is not a surprise. For many years, we've known how deleterious the effects are of solitary confinement on people with mental illness. Now we understand that it's very deleterious for juveniles and for pregnant women.
A member of the interim committee also pointed out during the hearing that solitary confinement is at times used for an inmate's protection. Lawmakers will continue planning their studies on solitary confinement and opioid and meth abuse in the coming months, and will draft proposals to change state law before the next legislative session. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.